Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Ready to feel more reassured about your future? Start or top up your pension today. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
Well, it's billed as the biggest Halloween event in Europe. More than 120,000 visitors are expected to descend on Derry for the long-running Halloween festival. The four-day event is coming to a close shortly with a carnival parade and a fireworks display. And our reporter, Una Kelly, is there. Una, what's it been like there this evening?
Just like a massive street party, really, Claire. From the moment you arrive in the city, it's kind of like an assault on the senses, really, but in a good way. You have the music from all the bands in Guildhall Square. There's art installations everywhere. Everyone's dressed up in costumes. All the smells from the food trucks as well. Now, it's a really well-organised event these days, but the Halloween street party in Derry has been going on for decades in an informal way, really. The local legend has it that sometime in the 1980s, there were fancy dress parties in a couple of the city centre pubs. There was then a bomb scare, so people had to evacuate onto the streets. And from then on, a tradition of coming up the town in fancy dress on Halloween night really took root. Now, in recent years, the council and the tourism boards here have come on board and really made it a much more organised event with celebrations happening across 4 days here. One of the main people behind it is Aideen McArthur. She's the head of culture at Derry City and Strabane District Council, and I asked her what it is about Derry that lends itself to Halloween.
I think it's really because the people here have made it their own. People here love to dress up. You know, 40 years ago, they took fancy dress to their hearts. It was a city that's steeped in the history of the shirt industry, so there were no shortage of skills here that were able to make costumes that became more and more elaborate and creative over the years. And I think everybody just took Halloween to their hearts. It became a special place. Halloween night itself has always been a big day and night out here, and now we've extended the festival to include celebrating the walled city, people really here have taken it to their heart. So it's not something, I suppose, that we have to do a lot of work, engage in our local community. It's something that happens here organically. We say to people, Halloween here is a little bit like Christmas everywhere else. You know, students who go to university, they don't talk about coming home for Christmas, they talk about coming home for Halloween. Everywhere, everybody dresses up, everybody decorates their houses, all of our businesses decorate for Halloween. Everybody really comes around Halloween. You know, we know that Ireland is the ancient home of Halloween, and I suppose really very much here, the people here have embraced that and taken it to a new level and brought it up to today.
Aideen McArthur there, Head of Culture at Derry City and Strabane District Council. And Una, this event is of course a vital boost for the hospitality industry in the Northwest, isn't it?
Yes, and we hear so much, don't we, about how difficult things have become in hospitality, particularly in those quieter seasons like now between summer and Christmas. But hotels and restaurants in Derry will be packed for this Halloween festival. Selina Horshey is the managing director of the White Horse Hotel that's just outside Derry City. And she said that it's not just an important event for the hospitality industry here, but a vital boost for the whole Northwest economy.
The interesting thing about hospitality in Northern Ireland is because so much of it is small, locally owned businesses, Hospitality Ulster quote that 58 pence out of every pound spent actually stays in the local economy. So it's not just that a hotel like mine is fully booked, it's that it's supporting the local laundry, it's supporting the local suppliers, the artisan cheesemakers, the local gins, the local wines, beers, etc. And that filters all the way back to our local farming community.
At the moment, most hotels would be booked out, is that right?
Absolutely. So we personally were fully booked from about 6-7 weeks ago, but 50% booked from a year out. And that is often with repeat business. And occasionally rooms come free. You know, people have circumstances that change, but they're rarely available for more than an hour before they're booked again.
And most hotels in the city would find the same?
Absolutely. And right the way across, it spreads to anywhere within an hour and a half's drive, because it's such a spectacle that it's worth that travel for. So it's incredibly beneficial. And it's interesting to see how much of a diverse audience it brings in, because you've got the families who come to stay, you've got couples, you've got groups of friends. And it's just that there is something for everybody that is part of this Halloween festival. And they come from all over the world. I was speaking to guests of ours this morning who travelled from Spain, from Italy, from North America, and even from Japan, just for Derry Halloween.
And would that be fairly typical that it would draw in visitors from all over the world?
Absolutely. We've seen every year a higher percentage of the people staying with us are coming from further afield to come specifically here. And that's obviously beneficial for the whole island, because if someone's making a long journey, they're not just stopping for one or two nights in Derry. They're using this as a time to then visit Galway, Dublin, Cork, etc. So it really is beneficial for the whole island. But we're delighted that we're the reason that they come in the first place.
Selina Horshey there, Managing Director at the White Horse Hotel in Derry, and she's going to have a busy weekend. And it's not just a good weekend for business in Derry, Una. At the heart of all of this festival is the people.
Yeah, Claire, for decades now, people around here have embraced all the crack and all the spookiness of Halloween. Costumes are often planned many months in advance. Here's some of the people in the streets here on their favourite thing about Derry Halloween.
It is family-based tourism as well. It depends to so many people, which makes it even better because you've got all different cultures and societies here too. It just appeals to everybody. So we're doing the trick-or-treat trio, and it's been really good for the girls. They've enjoyed it, and we're going to the disco now in the Guildhall.
I suppose Halloween is sort of in the DNA of Derry.
It's ingrained now, yeah. Since we're from here, we've been children here growing up with it, and it's just part of the culture of Derry.
What are you dressed up as?
I'm a pickle, and he's a pickle, and he's a baby shark.
A pickle and a baby shark?
A pickle and a baby shark.
What was behind that thought process?
I'm borrowing his costume, and he's borrowing my costume.
Where have you come from?
Colombia.
And what's your favourite thing about Halloween in Derry?
Everything. It's just lovely to see from babies to grannies dressed up and having a great time. And it makes the Derry so beautiful to be in.
We live in Scotland now, but obviously I'm from here. But it's just, you know, one of our first times, you know, it's our first time here for the Halloween. The city's vibrant, it's great.
How do you feel being able to show off Derry when it's like this?
Well, on a day like this, couldn't be better, could it, really? And it's just all the smells, you know, of what's going on here, the looks, you know, what people are dressed up in is brilliant.
A bit different from the Derry of 40 years ago.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, how it's changed. It's another world, really. A generational change.
Well, we're actually the whole family here. We're Wizard of Oz. But I just thought Elphaba looked better. She's Dorothy and he's the Scarecrow. My husband's from Derry, so he thrives on this sort of stuff, you know.
Years ago, if you weren't dressed up, you felt left out, like, you know. So it's all part of getting into the spirit, like.
How would you describe Derry at Halloween?
The only place to be. Simple as that.
People on the streets of Derry, finishing that report by Una Kelly.